Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. I've become obsessed with my pedometer, Dave. I can't rest until I've reached 10,000 steps a day.
Norbert, I'd say that's a good problem to have, especially when a new study I read shows that adding just 10 minutes of exercise daily could have saved the lives of over 100,000 people each year, aged 40 to 85.
And adding 20 to 30 minutes more would have saved even more lives. Another study from Japan shows if you add muscle strengthening, the benefits go even deeper.
They looked at 16 studies of people over 18 years old for how muscle strengthening affects non-communicable diseases like heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, and diabetes.
It's remarkable. Muscle strengthening, which is also called strength or resistance training, is associated with a 10 to 17% drop in all four of those disease categories.
It did not affect specific diseases, though, like pancreatic, colon, kidney, or bladder cancer. Still, in terms of overall mortality risk, people benefit from just 30 to 60 minutes of muscle training a week. Working out beyond that did not seem to help.
For diabetes, 60 minutes of resistance training a week had the largest impact on risk. The study also showed combining aerobic exercise with strength training lowered a person's overall risk of death from cardiovascular disease and cancer.
So what do you know? Your Fitbit obsession is going to pay off.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.